DeepEnglish.com.
Building Bridges, Active Speaking, Part D. Lomax hated Nagase more than the soldier who tortured him. Who did Lomax hate more, Nagase or the soldier who tortured him? Lomax hated Nagase more than the soldier who tortured him. The interpreter's voice gave the broken and starving prisoner no rest. Did the broken and starving prisoner have time to rest? No, the broken and starving prisoner didn't have time to rest. He taunted Lomax by saying, "Lomax, you will be killed shortly, whatever happens. Lomax, you will tell us everything." Did he taunt Lomax? Yes, he taunted Lomax. Did he say, "You will be killed shortly, whatever happens"? Yes, he said, "You will be killed shortly, whatever happens." His torture finally ended when he was sent to a prison in Singapore. When did his torture finally end? His torture finally ended when he was sent to a prison in Singapore. The rest of the war would be brutal, but he would survive. Would he survive the rest of the war? Yes, he would survive the rest of the war. Would it be easy or brutal? It would be brutal. Survival came with its own psychological scars. What came with its own psychological scars? Survival came with its own psychological scars. Lomax was often crippled with rage by the smallest things. Was Lomax often crippled with rage by the biggest things or the smallest things? Lomax was often crippled with rage by the smallest things. His hatred for the enemy remained strong, and he never forgot Nagase. Did he ever forget Nagase? No, he never forgot Nagase. Did his hatred for the enemy decrease or remain strong? His hatred for the enemy remained strong. Bitterness continued to eat away at Lomax's soul. What continued to eat away at Lomax's soul? Bitterness continued to eat away at Lomax's soul. And then one day, out of the blue, an old friend sent him a newspaper clipping about a former Japanese soldier who had written a book apologizing for his actions during the war. Who sent him a newspaper clipping one day out of the blue? An old friend sent him a newspaper clipping one day out of the blue. Who had written a book apologizing for his actions during the war? A Japanese soldier had written a book apologizing for his actions during the war. It was Nagase, the interpreter. Since the war had ended, he became an active protester of wars both past and present. Did he become an active protester? Yes, he became an active protester. Who became an active protester? Nagase became an active protester. What did he protest? He protested wars both past and present. He had also become a priest and built a temple at the River Kwai, the same area where he had participated in torturing Lomax. What did he become? He became a priest. Where did he build a temple? He built a temple at the River Kwai. Was it the same area where he had participated in torturing Lomax? Yes, it was the same area where he had participated in torturing Lomax. Keeping tabs on Nagase became Lomax's obsession. He read his book and then wrote to him through his wife. What became Lomax's obsession? Keeping tabs on Nagase became Lomax's obsession. Who did he write to? He wrote to Nagase through his wife. After corresponding politely, they decided to meet. Did they decide to meet after corresponding angrily? No, they didn't decide to meet after corresponding angrily. They decided to meet after corresponding politely. After all those years, Lomax was still secretly harboring hatred for Nagase. What was Lomax still secretly harboring for Nagase? Lomax was still secretly harboring hatred for Nagase. He flew across the world with the intention of killing Nagase, but after finally meeting him, everything changed. Did he fly across the world with the intention of becoming friends with Nagase? No, he didn't fly across the world with the intention of becoming friends with Nagase. He flew across the world with the intention of killing Nagase. Did everything change after finally meeting him? Yes, everything changed after finally meeting him. In 1993, nearly 50 years later, the two old soldiers met on the bridge across the River Kwai. Where did the two old soldiers meet nearly 50 years later? The two old soldiers met on the bridge across the River Kwai nearly 50 years later. A nervous Nagase bowed and said, "I am very, very sorry. I never forgot you. We treated your countrymen very, very badly." Who was nervous? Nagase was nervous. Did he say, "We treated your countrymen very, very badly"? Yes, he said, "We treated your countrymen very, very badly." Lomax acknowledged war brings out the worst in all of us, regardless of nationality. What did Lomax acknowledge that war brings out in all of us? Lomax acknowledged that war brings out the worst in all of us. Lomax finally forgave Nagase and said, "I have proved for myself that remembering is not enough if it simply hardens hate. Sometime, the hating has to stop." Did Lomax finally forgive Nagase? Yes, Lomax finally forgave Nagase. What did he say has to stop? He said the hating has to stop. Nagase's humble response was, "I think I can die safely now." What was Nagase's humble response? Nagase's humble response was, "I think I can die safely now." Lomax told the New York Times, "I had come with no sympathy for this man, and yet Nagase, through his complete humility, turned this around." Had Lomax come with sympathy for Nagase? No, Lomax hadn't come with sympathy for Nagase. What changed Lomax's mind? Nagase's complete humility changed Lomax's mind. In the days that followed, we spent a lot of time together talking and laughing. What did they spend a lot of time doing in the days that followed? In the days that followed, they spent a lot of time together talking and laughing. He added, "We promised to keep in touch and have remained friends ever since." Did they remain friends? Yes, they remained friends. What did they promise to do? They promised to keep in touch. Lomax and Nagase died a year apart in 2011 and 2012 after maintaining a friendship through their twilight years. What did Lomax and Nagase maintain through their twilight years? Lomax and Nagase maintained a friendship through their twilight years.